那开始吗？
可以，可以。
好，那么困在基因服务员聆听，今天是2019年12月11日，周三晚上，我们荣幸的邀请到了开川萨米为我们讲解圣典不加瓦坛，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Okay. All right. Let's start. And what verse?
It's 11, chapter 7, verse 7.
That's what we say every week. Let me have a look. I think we did that one last week.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I'm not sure, but I remember.
Sati said.
Okay, you can come. Okay. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Okay, you say 11 and then chapter 7.
Sati said 11, 7, 7.
Okay. Okay, I'll read this answer. Ya idam manasavacha chakshubhyam shavanadibhi nashvaryam griyamanam cha vidimaya manomayam. Ya idam manasa vacha chakshagyam shavanadibhi nashvaram grahyamanam cha vidimaya manomayam. Ya idam manasa vacha chakshagyam shavanadibhi nashvaram grahyamanam cha Dirimaya Manomayam. Okay, words. Yat, that which.
Naga.
Idam, this world.
Chuka Shijia.
Manasa.
Chija Shinyi.
By the mind.
Chija Shinyi.
Vacha, by speech.
用言语
Chakshubhyam by the eyes
透过双眼
Shavanadibhi by the ears and other senses
透过双耳和其他感官
Nashvaram Temporary
短暂的
Jayamanam, that which is being accepted or perceived.
被接受或者被察知的。
Cha and.
和。
Vidi, you should know.
你应该知道。
Mayamana, mayam. And it's only imagined by to be real by the influence of Maya.
由于玛雅错觉的影响，它被幻想为是真实的。
My dear Uddhava, the material universe that you perceive through your mind, speech, eyes, ears, and other senses is an illusory creation that only one imagines to be real due to the influence of Maya. In fact, you should know that all the objects of the material senses are temporary.
我亲爱的 Uddhava, 透过你的心意、言语、双眼、双耳和其他感官所察知到的这个物质宇宙只是虚幻的创造，一个人幻想它是真实的，这都是由于玛雅错觉的影响。你要知道，所有物质感官的对象全是短暂的。
The question may be raised that since we find good and bad qualities throughout the material world, how can Lord Krishna advise Uddhava to see everything equally? In this verse, Krishna explains that material good and evil are creation of the illusory energy, just as the objects of a dream are mental creation. This is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva, Sabhavati, 7:19. Lord Krishna is actually everything because he is present within everything and everything is present within him. Krishna is Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Bhagavad Gita 5:29. The Lord and the proprietor of all worlds. To see everything separate from Krishna is illusion and attraction to any kind of material illusion, good or bad, is ultimately useless since it obliges the living entity to continue wandering in the cycle of birth and death. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching constitute the activities of the five knowledge-gathering senses. Similarly, the voice, the hands, the legs, the anus, and the genitals constitute the five working senses. These ten senses are organized around the mind, which is the center of material activity. When the living entity desires to exploit matter, he is covered by these three modes of nature. Thus, he concocts different philosophical, political, and social explanations of reality, but never understands the absolute truth, Lord Krishna, who is beyond the contaminated perception of the material senses. One who is entangled in the network of material designations, such as race, nationality, sectarian religion, political affiliation, etc., is absorbed in the experience of combining his body and other bodies with material sense objects, thinking these sense objects to be sources of happiness and satisfaction. Unfortunately, the entire material world, along with the senses that experience it, is a temporary creation that will be annihilated by the time potency of the Supreme Lord. Despite our foolish hopes and dreams, there is no actual happiness in the material platform. The real truth is not material, nor is it temporary. The real truth is called Atma, or the eternal soul. And among all eternal souls, one is supreme. He is called the personality of Godhead. And in his original form, he is known as Krishna. The knowledge-gathering process culminates in perception of the inconceivable transcendental form of Krishna. One who is not perceiving Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna is undoubtedly on the platform of material concoction. In this verse, Krishna warns Uddhava to remain clear of this illusory platform of existence. Okay?
Okay.
I hope you have the translation.
要指，有人可能会提出这个问题，既然我们在整个物质世界都能找到好坏的品质，主 Krishna 怎能建议 Uddhava 以平等视与看待万事万物呢？在这个世界， Krishna 解释说，物质的善恶 只是虚幻能量的创造，就像梦境的对象只是心意的创造一样。正如国家梵歌所述 Vasudeva Saram Iti， 就 Krishna 实际上是万事万物，因为他遍透一切，一切事物尽在他之中。 Krishna 也是 Sarva Loka Maheshvara， 是 所有世界的主和拥有者。将任何事物看成是跟 Krishna 有分离的只是虚幻，也是对任何物质幻象的一种吸引，无论好坏终极都没有用处，因为它迫使生物体继续在生死的轮回当中漫游。视、听、嗅、尝、触构成了五个知识，获取知识感官的活动。同样的，声音、手、腿、肛门、生殖器构成了五个工作感官。这十个感官围绕着心意而组成，而心意便是物质活动的中心。当生物体渴望剥削物质，它就被物质自然形态所覆盖，如此它便编造出不同的哲学、政治以及社会的解释真理的种种的哲学。但是他永远不理解绝对真理的主 Krishna， 他超越了物质感官的受污染的察觉。一个卷入了物质头衔的网络当中的人，比如种族、国籍、宗教、政治、团体等等这些概念，他专注于将他的躯体和其他的身体的其他部分与物质的感官对象搅在一起的感官，以为这些感官对象只是快乐和满足的源泉。不幸的是，整个物质世界连同所有感官所有来察知他们的感官只是一个短暂的创造，由于至尊主的时间的能力终将被毁灭。由于我们的愚蠢的希望和梦想在物质层面上并没有真实的快乐，真正的真理并不是物质的，也不是短暂的，真正的真实被称为阿兹玛或永恒的灵魂。在所有永恒灵魂当中有一个是至高无上的，他被称为是人格神手，他的原初的形象被称为 Krishna。 获取知识的方法终将达到终点，就是对于 Krishna 不可思议的超然形体的察知。一个能在没有在万事万物当中察知到 Krishna， 无疑是在物质虚幻的层面上。在这个世界，主 Krishna 警告 Uddhava 要十分清晰这个虚幻的存在层面。Finish.
Wow. Okay, it's a long one. Om Agana Timirandasya Vinanjana Shilakaya Chaksur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurudevena. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vande Ham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajujatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Krijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Budhale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sanyavari Paschacha Desatarani Vanshikalpa Chubhishcha Kripa Sindhubhya Evicha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo. Okay, so this idea of seizing equally is misunderstood by many people.
这种平等的事欲，许多人都误会了。They
start to think, well, everything's good or everything's bad. Everything is for my enjoyment. I don't discriminate, but that's not right.
他们一开始想，一切都是好的，一切都是坏的，一切都是为了我的享乐而存在着的。这个并不是。
To see that everything is part and parcel of Krishna, everything that Krishna is within everything.
应该这样看待，他们都是 Krishna 所属部分。And
Krishna is the supreme controller.
Krishna 是至尊的控制者。And
everything is. In the material world, it's temporary, like it says here. We, everybody in the material world, two people see the same thing, but they see it different.
在物质世界呢，两个人看到同一件事物，但是他们视角却不一样。So
at least here, there's mention to a couple of Bhagavad Gita verses.
这里提到《博伽梵歌》这个师节。
Bahunam Jamanamante Ganamamba Papajite Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sadurlaba. So, after many births and deaths, one really comes to knowledge and he surrenders to
Krishna.
Knowing me to be the cause of all causes and everything there is.
他知道我是万缘之源，也是一切的根源。
Samahatma Sudurlaba, and such a great soul is very rare.
这样的伟大灵魂十分罕见。So
that's what Krishna's final advice is, surrender to me.
Krishna 最终建议向我臣服。
That means make all your goal and whatever you do is to please Krishna, because Krishna's why to do that is because everything comes from Krishna. Krishna's the goal of everything.
让你的生活目标，让你所作所为都围绕着 Krishna. 为什么呢？因为 Krishna 是万缘之源，一切都来自于他。
So such a great soul, it's a great soul, and we have to realize that also. The devotees who are trying to surrender to Krishna, they're very, very advanced souls in the material world.
这样的伟大灵魂就是非常伟大的，就是试图努力臣服 Krishna 的这样的奉献者，在物质界十分罕见。Because
they're trying to utilize their senses to satisfy Krishna.
他们努力地运用自己的感官来取悦 Krishna, 满足 Krishna.
And that's the nectar of beauty of Bhakti Yoga. And we can utilize the senses, because the senses are real, but they're covered over. In the spiritual world, everybody can also see and hear and smell and touch, but it's purified. Everything's centered on Krishna.
那物质世界的感官是被污染了的，但灵性世界呢，生物也能够看见、听见、触摸到、嗅到 Krishna， 他们的所有感官都围绕着 Krishna， Krishna 是他们的感官对象。
So this is, otherwise everyone is just chasing after something to taste, something to see, beautiful thing, and Even that's what Prahlad says in the Sringadeva. You know, I don't offer material enjoyment because I'm like that. I want to hear beautiful cinema songs. I want to taste nice food. I want to, see beautiful whatever. Everybody's chasing after these things.
所以在物质世界呢，每一个生物都在追求想要看到美丽的事物，品尝到美好的食物，美味佳肴。所以普拉德马尔就跟主尼逊和 Dave 祈祷，请不要主啊，请不要给我这些物质的赐福。
But Krishna is explaining in that in chapter 10 that, you know, all the wonderful things in the material world, he's a nothing. It's a small part of his wonderful. Whatever is beautiful is a tiny little thing and it's gonna come and go. But Krishna is the source. Krishna is the most beautiful. Krishna is the most everything.
在物质世界的那些所谓的美丽的景象事物只是非常微不足道的一部分。Krishna 就说这些都是只是他的就是赋予的一个火花而已。
So we get another verse, Bhoktaram Yagatapasam Sarvalokamaheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gantvamam Shantam Richati. This verse Prabhupada calls the peace formula.
在这个世界里，就是刚才所说的这个世界，帕帕称之为和平公式。
Nowadays, you know, not only now, but people want peace.
人们想要和平。
Peace of mind or peace of, you know, war or whatever.
他们想要心里的平和，也不希望有战争。
But they don't know how to get it.
他们不知道怎么得到平和。
Some people think if they just become intoxicated so they cannot see or think about how bad everything is, then they're peaceful.
有的人以为他们服了麻醉品，他们就看不到那个丑恶的景象，他们就平和了。
Some people think if we just kill all our enemies, then we'll be peaceful.
有人想我要把我所有敌人都杀掉，这样我就平和了。
But that's never, there's no peace in the material world.
然而在物质世界永远不会有和平。
Krishna says it, Dukalaya Mishasvatami, the material world is created so misery. Everything comes and goes, everything's temporary.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》这个世界就说到物质世界是个悲惨的地方，而且一切都是来来去去的，短暂的。
So Krishna is saying, a person who is in full consciousness to me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities.
所以一个能知觉到 Krishna 的人，他能够了解到 Krishna 是所有祭祀和献祭的对象。
Like he says, those who worship other gods, those who worship the demigods, they're actually trying to worship Krishna, but they're doing it in the wrong way.
就像也说到有个世界说，有些人他们在试图崇拜半神人，那他们的方式是错误的。
And he's the supreme lord of all the planets and all the demigods.
Krishna 是所有星球的主人，并且是一切半神的主。
And he's a benefactor of all living entities.
他是所有众生的赐福者。
So when we know that, then we attain peace.
我们了解到这一点就能平和了。
Because in suffering in the material world,Is the problems are always there. Everything is temporary. There's birth, death, disease, and old age.
因为在物质世界呢，就是问题就层出不穷。有生老病死。
But when one understands the nature of the soul and its relationship with Krishna, then he doesn't suffer.Like Prabhupada is a supreme example, but we have in history, even in Christian saints and many people, that they were suffering, they were being tortured, they were dying, but they didn't identify with that. Thinking about their relationship with the Supreme Lord.
Oh, 我们有圣帕帕德的例子，在基督教的历史上呢，也有很多圣人的例子，他们被折磨，甚至他们被杀害， 但是他们从来不跟这些身体的痛苦认同。
So nothing is separate from Krishna. That's what Krishna described in Bhagavatam in the second canto and what's called the original verses. To see anything separate from him is Maya.
所以一切没有什么是跟 Krishna 分离的，就像《薄伽瓦谈》第二篇一个最原初的诗节所说的，把一切是把任何事物看成是跟 Krishna 有分离开的，都是在虚幻当中。
Krishna says, "Everything comes from me. I'm the source of everything." This is in chapter 10 of the Bhagavad Gita, some famous verses.
在《薄伽梵歌》的第十章里，一个著名的诗节也说 ，Krishna， 他是万事万物的源头。
In Nishapanishad, we had those verses. Yes, tu sarvani bhutani atmane vinupashati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tato na vijagupsate. That one who sees everything is part and parcel of the Lord, then he sees equally, and there's no distress for that person.
就像这个诗节里所说的。一个人看待万事万物都是 Krishna 的所属部分的人，他永远不会处在痛苦当中。
We always want to encourage everybody to read the Nishapanishad. Actually, that book explains everything.
我鼓励你们所有人都来阅读《至尊奥义书》。
And very simple way, and Om Purnamadaha Purnamidat Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vaisheshate. Supreme Lord is perfect and complete, and even though so many complete things, so many universes, they're emanating from Krishna, but Krishna, he remains, he even gets greater. He doesn't diminish by all these things coming out from him.
就像《至尊奥义书》当中的这个起首的这个诗节的 Om Purnamadam 这个诗节所说的 ，Krishna 是既完整绝对真理，既完整又完美。虽然从他身体当中流演出这么多的物质宇宙，但是 Krishna 并没有减少，他反而增加了。
So we, a few verses, if we can remember. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Nadir Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is saying he's the cause of all causes.
就像佛家婆罗诃摩赞这个诗节所说的 Ishvara Sa Idam Sarvam, 那 Krishna 是万事万物的源头，一切都流演于 Krishna.
We're always wondering, why does this happen? Why did that happen?People are still studying to try to figure out why there was World War I or why an earthquake started or something. But ultimately, it's Krishna and his laws of nature, time factor.
有的人总是纳闷为什么会发生这样的，比如说第一次世界大战啊，还有那些灾难。那 Krishna 他有他的物质能物质法则，时间因素就在那里。
Time factor is so powerful, nothing can stop it.
时间因素是强有力的，没有任何能阻止时间。
So this Ishapanishad number 6, one who sees everything in relation to the Lord and sees every living entity as his part and parcel.
在乌帕尼沙至尊奥义书的第六个世界说，如果任何人他看万事万都跟 Krishna 有关系，
and sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything nor any person.
他看到 Krishna 是万事万物之主，这样的人他永远不会憎恶任何人和憎恶任何事。
So mostly in the material world, The mind is very busy accepting and rejecting. We like this, but we don't like that. I love this, but I hate that. We love these people, but we hate those people. And on and on and on.
在物质世界呢，心意不停的忙非常不停的想来想去的啊，我喜欢这个，我不喜欢那个，我喜欢这个人，我讨厌那个人，等等等等。
So this is very important to study the Sutta Upanishad.
所以去研习至尊奥义书是非常重要的。
Then, yasmin sarvani bhutani atmani atmai babu vijanataha tattako maha kaha shoka ekatvam anupashyataha. So continuing with the same idea. One who sees all living entities as spiritual spark, qualitatively the same as the Lord, knows everything.
在接下来这个诗节里又说到了任何人他看万事他看每一个生物体都只不过是跟 Krishna 在至上相同的灵性火花这样的人他是真正有誓欲的人。
No illusion or anxiety for such a person.
这样的人他没有任何虚幻的焦虑感。
So, how to do that is by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya,We have just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
那怎么做到这一点呢？其实如柴天尼亚马巴布的仁慈，就是唱诵这个马哈曼陀罗。
And Prabhupada has given us, the simple process of Bhakti Yoga, which is centered around chanting the holy name and serving Krishna.We can serve Krishna as a person.
Papa 给了我们 Bhakti 奉爱的简单公式，就唱诵 Hare Krishna, 服务 Krishna 这个人。
All right, so I don't have a lot of time today. I'm sorry. Maybe one or two questions, then I have to go.
那今天呢，马尔他时间不多。可以问两个问题，然后他就要离开了。
Otherwise, we just ask everybody. It's December, so all over the world, the Swadis are distributing a lot of books. We want to distribute as many books as possible, but that's based on reading the books. Then we can distribute them to ourselves and to anyone and everyone. All right.
否则的话 ，Mara 他就要求，因为这现在是12月份嘛，全世界各地都在掀起了派书的高潮，那么我们就要向每一个人派书，也要向自己派书，但这个基础就是自己去阅读这些书籍。
Okay, so if you don't mind, I have to go. Friday morning, I'll be in better shape. All right.
Okay.那如果大家不介意的话，马尔他现在就离开下线了。到星期五早上，他的状态会更好。
And I plan to come to your wonderful country in January. Okay.
马尔计划一月份来我们这个美妙的国家。
谢谢。
谢谢。
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Thank you, Mara. 那 Mara 他现在就要下线了。Thank you.
好的，好的。非常感谢 Mara 老师的讲课，也非常感谢马大吉的翻译。就到这里了。Haribo.
Haribo.